In the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Well, in كل سنة وطيبين جميعا. Today is the first major feast in our church. As you know that the church always celebrate. We have 7 major feasts and 7 minor feasts. The first one of the major feasts is the Annunciation, which the angel of the Lord appeared to Saint Mary to give her the good news about salvation. Also, if you remember, because today also the first fourth Sunday of Lent, a Samaritan woman. But because it's a major feast, the reading all reflecting about the Annunciation. The reading only reflect on Annunciation. And today, during the message with the Annunciation, the angel of the Lord appeared to Saint Mary and told her beautiful things. He said, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you." And after Saint Mary heard the angel, she get in trouble. She felt troubled and fear. That's why the angel, after that, in verse 30, he said to her, then the angel of the Lord said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Do not be afraid, Mary, because you have found favor with God. Actually, I want to speak today about fear. About fear. Especially all of us, after Friday, we felt like, you know what? This is the end of life. So many people contacted me and called me and said, "Abuna, this is one of the signs." After we all felt the earthquake, and tomorrow we're going to see something also we have not seen for a while. What will happen tomorrow? The eclipse, yeah, will happen tomorrow. So every day there is actually something happening. But this, what happened Friday, created a little bit of fear in us. And I feel today's message is a beautiful message that telling us, you know what, do not be afraid. Even Saint Mary actually experienced kind of trouble and fear. Fear for everyone, by the way. If you don't have fear, that means you are a divine person. All of us will struggle with fear in a different way. Sometimes we worry about the future. That's something we always fear. If anyone going to certain exams or something, always you get worried. Always fear about the unknown. Sometimes when something is happening and you do not know what will happen, what will be the result, it is unknown, create fear in us. Sometimes also change create fear in us. When there is any change happening around us or with us, it creates fear in us. Being even lonely sometimes you feel afraid, fear. And also the future, when sometimes people think about the future, a student or a businessman about the future, you get worried, you get fear. Think about what happened, you get worried about the fear. Also jobs, many times, one of us, sometimes when you have your job, and you feel insecure, and you feel there's a problem, you get a little bit a worry and get fear. Also, a natural disaster, that's what we experienced actually on Friday. But thank God, yeah, and it was a very small earthquake, 4.8 Richter scale, which is very small, thank God. But you know what, natural disaster we can experience every day, we see it. Remember the time when Sandy, Hurricane Sandy, all of us, we felt some, yeah, and it affected the way we live. A natural disaster actually create also fear in us. Not only that, the end of life, as I mentioned, some of us felt like this is the end of life, and they start looking at this is one of the sign what will happen. You know what? Here is an earthquake happen. This is an area we never experienced earthquake here before. This is the first time for me personally to experience an earthquake, and that natural disaster sometimes create fear in us, and many different types of shape. Even the end of life or the end of the world. When you read about it, you find that you can't fear. Fear is basically, I want to say, fear. All of us experience fear in a different way. But I want to talk to you about 5 types of fear quickly. Number one, holy fear. Yes, there's something called holy fear, which is beautiful fear. And the Bible actually, you know, Bob Schneider always say, differentiate between fear and afraid. We are not afraid from God, but we fear Him. Exactly, your relationship with your parents. You're not afraid from your father, but you fear for your father. And even a relationship between among us, sometimes I'm not afraid from you, but I fear you. Because the word fear here means a respect and awe and also reverence. The holy fear basically when you start to respect to God and you have like this kind of feeling of awe and reverence in us. Even during the liturgy, you will see later on, the deacon will tell you, bow down before the Lord in fear and trembling. He did not say fear means basically God is going to come down to destroy you, but basically creating yourself. Now you are in the house of God. Fear means respect. Fear means actually reverence. Fear means here basically awe. And basically fear also, the meaning of fear, the basically respect his holy, his power and his glory. That's holy fear. And even the Bible commanded in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, he said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you really want to be a wise person, learn how to fear God. That even when we see a righteous person, normally when we say this person is a righteous person, we always identify that righteous person because he does have the fear of the Lord in him. So the fear of the Lord creates you to become a righteous person. This is a holy fear. And all of us, we need fear. We need to learn the holy fear. This is a feeling that Joseph felt when his master's wife tried to commit a sin with him. He said, how can I commit this sin before the Lord? He was fearing the Lord. He felt he's actually God is watching him. But this kind of fear helped him not to commit any sin and actually to respect God and to fear God. This is the first type of fear, actually, the holy fear. Another type of fear, actually, called natural fear. As I mentioned in a while, all of us, we have fear in a different way. Yeah. Natural fear. This is natural fear in all of us. Some people even afraid from darkness. Some people afraid from basically the unknown. Some people afraid, as I mentioned, experience. That's what we call it natural fear. Also, there's fear from Satan. Sometimes you still know it. And I have shaitan, yani. Fear from Satan. And also another fourth type of fear, actually fear from the death. Some people are afraid from death. But when you love God and you prepare yourself, death will actually become a desire, not become fear. And some people also, another type of fear, which the last one to fear, basically, fear from sickness. Fear from sickness. For all of us, we experience fear in many different way. In many different way. But I want to tell you just quickly, and in a few minutes, how to overcome fear. Overcoming fear will basically 5 points, actually. Here. Number one, learn, number one, to trust in the Lord. I tell you a very important fact. You can go on your Google now and say, how many times the word fear mentioned, do not be afraid, mentioned in the God, in the Bible. You will find Mr. Google tell you one thing. How many times? 365 times. It's like God telling you, by the way, every day I'm giving you one message. Do not be afraid. Every day. For number one, trust in the Lord. He's telling you 365 times, basically, do not fear, do not be afraid. For that's number one. Learn to trust in the Lord and his promises. Number two, also, number two, trust in God's promises. I remember Amba Bachomius one time, he was visiting us here, and he gave an amazing talk about, you know what, when you struggle in any struggle in your life, and even when you pray, hold in God's promises. Hold in God's promises. Look at David the prophet and the king, when he felt God is with him, he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's it, the Lord will lead me. Hold in God's promises. So number one, actually, trust in the Lord. Number two, trust in the promises of the Lord himself. There's so many promises. Read the psalm, you'll find one promise, you hold on it and it will help you. Number three, actually learn to pray. If you struggle with fear, taban, fear can be a sickness. Some people can struggle with fear to the point that they reach a sickness. And this point, actually, they need to see not just only their father of confession, but also they need to see a psychologist or a psychiatric to help them. Because fear can be a sickness, destroy the person itself. Yeah. For number three, actually learn to pray. And how beautiful to read the book of Psalm. Book of Psalm is a beautiful book to read every day. And I always tell everybody, even the book of Proverbs, you know, the Proverbs is 31 chapters. It's telling us also, you know what, every day you feel fear. Today, what, today is the 8th, go look at, read chapter 8. And every day, whatever you feel, read one of the book, the date of the day, just read the chapter from the book of Proverbs. For number two, number three, four, actually, accept the reality of life. Yeah, and I see that sometimes when I attend so many funeral, people are afraid from death and really cannot accept it. But you know what? Accept the reality of life. There are some reality of life. There are sickness. There are death. There are certain things can happen. How beautiful to accept everything and you submit it to God. That's why the Bible teaches us how to accept any hardship. And he put, St. James said, come to all you when you fall into many trials. Because we submit everything to God. We are not going to ask for trials, but if God allow anything or even things happen, even natural disaster, we'll accept it and we'll submit ourselves to God. Number five, which is a very important point actually, use the power of the word of God. I tell a good story actually in the Bible. Joshua himself, after Moses died, this is you will find Joshua chapter 1. He was afraid to take care of the people of Israel. And he was trying to run away from the leadership. And even the Bible mentioned after the death of Joshua, God, after the death of Moses, Joshua became afraid. So the Lord God appeared to him and told him, Joshua, I want you not to be afraid. And give him some good promises, as I mentioned. قلت لهم جاشور I will be with you as I was with Moses I will be with you and give him an amazing prize. He said nobody stand in your face and I want to as and nobody will stand in your face. Actually Joshua whatever you step on your foot I will give it to you. The Lord God when he read Joshua chapter 1 he give him an amazing promises. One of the beautiful promises no one will stand in your face in your life. Can you imagine? By the way, don't worry about it. Whatever you do will be successful. You're going to take exam tomorrow, SAT, whatever, MCAT, whatever exam, you will get 100. That's what he's telling Joshua. I'm going to be with you. But he told Joshua one condition. You will find it in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. He said, this book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day in life, which means the word of God, you shall read it every day. It will give you power. This book of law, which is my word, my message to you, you shall meditate on it, shall not even depart of your mouth. You shall think about it. You write it in your hand. You know, sometimes people go to exam writing certain, yani, forgive me, cheating. Now, I tell you, write together some verses in your hand. And when you feel like there's a tough exam, read the verse, God will give you the answer. For he told Joshua, don't be afraid, Joshua. I will be with you. I will support you. I will be with you. I will give you power and strength. But one thing you need, you can get Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book flow shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. How beautiful actually to feel, you know what? I want to need the word of God because the word of God will give me power, strength, and support. I give you a final verse actually here by the time he get the verse here. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Even when you go, he said, this book flow shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written in it. See, that you may observe to do what that's good. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have a good success. That's it, Joshua, don't be afraid. I will give you power. I will give you success. But the key here, basically, this book flow shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. The power here you will have, and I have, is the word of God. Finally, I will give you a beautiful verse. Actually, Paul gave it to Timothy. You will find this in Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. He said to him, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of sound mind. God did not give us the spirit of fear. God is with you. God is with you, will be with you. And you remember the story just came to mind when you ever watched Simba and the Lion King. When his father ran away, when his father died, he was afraid to come back. But one thing I always turned the turning point in his life, when he came back and told him, look, and he was looking, how I'm going to get some power, need some help. For he was actually drinking water from the lake. While he was drinking the water, he see what? He see the image of his father. And his father was talking to him, Simba, don't worry, I'm going to be with you. I will support you. For he felt he's empowered by his dad. You and I will have the Holy Spirit in us, inside each one of us, can give you power, can give you strength. May the Lord God grant us, as the angel told St. Mary, do not be afraid. Don't worry about it. Submit yourself to God, and God will give you power and strength and support. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Gabriel.